Hello, growers from around the world. Thanks for tuning in to GrowCast today. Jordan River here. Got a great episode. This is a wild one. We got multiple guests from all the way across the pond representing Percy's Grow Room. You guys got to check out Percy's Grow Room and their new podcast, High on Homegrown. We got Mackie, Monkey, and Zombie Nation. It's a wild episode. It's a fun episode. We talk about UK. We talk about growing. It gets a little political. I let it go because, listen, guys, don't take anything we say seriously. These guys are goofing off in studio, okay? So please don't write me. We're just having fun. I loved their energy, so I left everything in, all the banter. These guys are hilarious, man. I know you're going to like this episode. Before we jump in, though, shout out to Sweet Leaf Premium Plant Nutrients. Sweetleaf.com, S-U-I-T-E, leaf.com. Promo code GROWCAST15 saves you 15% on everything, including hydro supplies. And members get 25% off their nutrients. That's right. Sweet Leaf Nutrients get 25% off if you're a member of MyGrowPass.com. Along with being an award-winning line of veganic nutrients, Sweet Leaf is now carrying a bunch of hydro supplies, everything you need basically to get started and succeed in the garden. So GrowCast15 applies to all that at SweetLeaf.com. Check out their new hydro supplies and check out their flagship brand of nutrients, Sweet Leaf Nutrients, endorsed by Danny Danko, winning awards for the growers that use Sweet Leaf, winning awards for best flavor enhancer, best CalMag amendment, sweetleaf.com, GrowCast15, to save 15% on everything, and mygrowpass.com to get 25% off all Sweet Leaf nutrients. All right, everyone, let's jump into the show with the trio from Percy's Grow Room. Hello, podcast listeners. You are now listening to GrowCast. I'm your host, Jordan River, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. Before we get started, please share GrowCast with a friend. Share with a grower. Always be sharing GrowCast. Check out the Homegrown Helpers by Rob Smith for more growing talk and the Coffee Health and Science podcast, my other show, perfect for in the grow room. Forgive the fan noise. We're down. We're recording in the basement. Got the grow running. Everything going good. Today, we have a whole round table. That's right. We have to talk about home grow, to talk about UK growing, to talk about all sorts of stuff. From Percy's Grow Room and the new podcast, High on Homegrown, we have Mackie, we have Monkey, and we got Zombie Nation. What's up, guys?
Yo, how's it going, viewers?
What's up? This is going to be a great episode. I just appeared on said podcast, right? Did I not?
You are, in fact, our first guest, mate.
You're on the real
pilot episode. Yeah, man,
first guest. That's a place of honor. Number one.
You weren't kidding when you said pilot. Okay, I get it now. I love that. Thanks, guys. That's a huge honor. And I'm happy to have you on
man,
here.
No, the honor's all ours, man. Really, really. Massive pleasure to have you on.
That's awesome. Well, we've been talking kind of back and forth in DMs for quite some time. Been meaning to get you on the air. I love your vibe. I love how much fun you guys have on your show.
Thanks,
man. So where should we start? I kind of want to start on the UK side because I know we're going to get into growing and get off topic, which I'm going to love. But why don't you guys talk about your background? Maybe Mackie, you can talk about, you know, the inception of Percy's Grow Room, how you got into the cannabis industry, and then also tie in what's going on in the cannabis scene over in the UK.
Well, really, I wouldn't consider myself in the cannabis industry, even though I'll run the forum and all of that. It's like, because I'm in the UK and it's still illegal here,
right?
Then I really can't, you know, call it official and make it an official business and stuff. So it's just a hobby. So I wouldn't say it's like the cannabis industry. It's just a hobby of mine, which has gone massively out of control. Just blown out of proportion, you know. It's a great site, you know. It's grown into one of the best communities I've ever been part of online. It really is a fantastic place. It started pretty much in November 2018 was when the seed was first planted, you know, and just decided I'd make a new forum, which is more community orientated rather than like a motivated by money.
Mm-hmm.
So,
or a dick swinging contest.
Yeah.
Dude, that's huge.
If you can say that.
That's huge on the American Facebook groups and everything like that.
Are you here to help
or are you here to
exactly, mate? Exactly. You know, I think as people progress and they grow for longer and longer, they kind of forget what it was like for them first few months when you first started growing or even wanting to learn how to grow.
Yeah, very true.
It can be intimidating, all that information out there. And
yes.
I think after a while, people there's a phase when you get to like year two, year three. I find some growers can get cocky at that stage and put down, you know, the newer growers, and it's just not the right direction to be heading. We always need to encourage each other. The more people that are growing, the less money is falling into the black market, especially in the UK. Right. You know, and that's what we want.
That's a solid message. And I like what you said there about 2-3 year growers, because you never see the real talented longtime guys. Very rarely do you see them engaging in that type of trolly behavior.
Exactly. They're supportive as well, you know, because they don't need to wave their dick around and show it off.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say, is I think it actually shows a sign of insecurity. It's kind of like the guy in the room who doesn't know how to fight is always the one mouthing off. You know, the trained MMA fighter is always the calmest and never looking to get into. I think it kind of applies to growing the same way. They're probably insecure about what's going on in their garden and they want to crap on someone else. But I digress. Yeah. I do love what you guys have created with Percy's Grow Room. Everybody listening.
Yeah, it's a great place, man, really. It's a massive pleasure to run it. I don't know how I got so lucky to have all these great people just sign up to the site. And they all generally, you know, they care for each other. It's like a big family, if you want to get cheesy.
We love each other. But,
you know, it is a really close-knit site, man.
That's really
and,
cool.
And
man,
new people are always welcome. The new guys come in and they're always shocked about how friendly we are, because they're used to being on Facebook and being trolled.
Trolled relentlessly.
And that's the thing with social media, is people are not held responsible for what they say to people.
Yes.
But on Percy's, it's in the rules. It actually says in the rules, don't be a dick.
Yeah.
And if you're a dick, you'll get banned. We don't want dickheads in the community, man. We only want cool people who want to encourage others. That's all we want. We want to see everybody grow.
That's awesome, man. That's a differentiating point, unfortunately, but it's good that that you're doing that. Before we get into growing advice, I want to talk to you guys about just basically, you know, helping growers, especially beginner growers, up their game. But before that, what does the UK marijuana scene look like? Specifically, what I'd like to ask you is methods that people grow, because I know that a lot of it's underground. So I know there's some hemp, but like, you know, hydro versus super soil or cocoa or whatever. And then also the second big thing I want to ask you guys is, what are the strains like out there? What types of cannabis are you growing?
You want to go, Ian?
Yeah, we've got mad loads of strains. Basically, every strain that's available now is available to everybody thanks to this online internet thing.
That's true.
So they're coming from all over the place.
What's hot right
it
now?
It tends to be.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Zittles is always is real hot.
Yeah. And this purple punch is doing well as well.
I think that's only in the forums.
That blew up on the west coast of America. It's out there too. It's blown up worldwide.
It's gone mad.
I'm smoking it right now. It's very, very
I've
nice.
I've got two as well.
Nice.
But yeah, I mean, everybody's got issues with the UK, obviously, because we're not legal over here. So people, I don't know, we tend to like try and hide things quite a lot, which is a bit of a shame, really, because we're good growers, I think.
Totally. Yeah, there's some talented UK growers. That's right. I'd say you're
most
underrated.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But I love it. I mean, same as Mackie, I do as a hobby. It's kind of like taken over the little bit of space I've got left in my social life, I think. it's just one of them things. I mean, I work sort of all day long. I come back and then I'm thinking, plants, right, what are they on tonight?
Yep.
It's just a nightmare. It's a nice nightmare, but...
Well, if you didn't have your mind occupied with all that stuff, you'd be absorbing all the bullshit around us and distressed. And it's fine.
I try not to absorb bullshit. I've got a very good bullshit filter. And it switches on as soon as I get anywhere near Facebook. I've been kicked off so many groups recently.
He's one of them Facebook trolls we were talking about earlier.
He's not, no. Well, he is, but he goes, I'm a Facebook troll for people who haven't got a clue. I'll go on to a site and I'll dispute the rubbish that they're telling people because it's wrong.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
That's just me. I've got to entertain myself somehow.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Something's got to give. UK, there's such a strong cannabis culture. There's so many talented growers. Mm-hmm. There's so many. It's just really part of the culture more than we might think elsewhere in the world.
Everybody's.
What's the deal? When is legalization coming? Is there any sign of it?
Because they haven't figured out how they can earn off it yet.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it would have already happened and they already are earning off it. But, you know,
well,
I thought it would have happened already. I think the corona slowed it down. You know, I think we was on the verge of doing it because we're already legal now for medical use. And though we're legal, it's difficult to get hold of any.
That's
it's not
right.
Like you can go to the doctor and say, you're going to get some weed for my back pain. He'll be like, right, you've got to go see this specialist and that's going to cost you £600. And then you've got to pay for the weed on prescription, which is going to cost you another ridiculous amount of money every month.
And
in the UK, we have the NHS, you know, social healthcare. So people are not used to paying for their healthcare. For little bits for prescriptions. But when it comes to the expensive money, you'll be paying for the cannabis. People ain't used to paying that amount of money.
That's
so it's difficult for people to get, regardless of how much they need it.
Mm.
So, but everything slowed down because of the coronavirus. But hopefully, I'm seeing before the end of the year, maybe the start of early next year, we should have it. For recreational use, we should have legalization for recreational use.
I certainly
hope
look, so.
I mean, sorry. Carry on.
I was going to say, I certainly hope so. You guys deserve it, and you've certainly a big enough part of your culture.
Yeah, it's a massive part of the culture. Everybody smokes it. It's just we have to keep it quiet. It's like there's so many people who you're friends with, and you just don't tell them that you're a smoker, you know? But and they might be smokers too, but you just don't tell each other because you have to keep it quiet just in case, you know?
100%.
It's a shame. And it builds the stigma as well.
100%.
You know,
I'd tell everybody. I'm happy that people know that I smoke. Everybody know that I smoke. All my customers, all my neighbors, the shopkeepers around the corner, everybody.
You know, I think
if we could get a big movement together in the UK where everybody who smokes was like, you know what, fuck this stupidness. We're not going to be playing your stupid fucking games anymore. And if we all pulled ourselves together and was like, weed's legal now.
They couldn't arrest all of you. That's exactly
that's true.
The
exactly
process.
Like, you know.
Well, I mean, even the police are going soft on it. Durham's chief constable has told their officers like to ignore weed smokers
and growers.
So that's real so weird, man. So even the law enforcement, that's what pisses me off the most, is when the law enforcement and the legislation have disconnected. Because if you're a righteous cop, let's say, you know if someone's a danger or not, and you're just going to let a pothead go because they're not a danger to you. There's many more dangerous things. But if there's legislation saying, no, that's still illegal, you need to be enforcing that. And the cop is man, that's kind of whack. And UK, we look at you as so far ahead of us in a lot of ways, like a lot of Europe and UK.
Wow, that's a fucking privilege. Yeah.
But this is one area where you guys got to step up your game.
Visit here for a couple of days, man, and you'll want to go back.
Everybody says
the UK is a great country, man. It's one of the best countries in the world for sure.
As long as you're a tourist.
We're just not going through a good patch right now. The media has fucked us so hard with disinformation about everything. We've just been screwed for so long, man.
Yeah.
We won't get into politics on the show.
But it's crazy that, first of all, it's crazy how nuts everything is going since pandemic. But it's also crazy that like the grass is always greener, right?
Yeah.
Always we're looking to Europe and lauding them for their sophistication. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Europe looks somewhere else, you know, and they look somewhere. It's almost like the grass is greener mentality, I feel.
Yeah.
I've got the East down as doing it right. They've done it proper right. They've made everybody do as they're told. They've threatened everybody with jail and beatings and everything if they didn't wear masks and get in the houses.
That's definitely the best way.
That's great. They've done it. Whereas the UK... We've known since November last year, but government decided, oh, no, it's not important enough to tell the public. We'll tell them if it gets more important. And then
it came out in December, man. Have you been watching them conspiracy videos on YouTube again?
No. Look, the virus took a two-week holiday so everybody could go to the beach, for God's sake. Oh, God. And now all of a sudden it's back with a vengeance and we've all got to wear a mask.
Oh, God. You've been speaking to David Icke.
Oh, David, no, don't get me started on that geezer.
Oh, my God, I keep seeing these British people in my Facebook feed posting David Icke, posting all this Boris Johnson
nonsense.
Never
heard of the bloke.
Oh, Boris Johnson, yeah.
I
never heard of him either.
Don't look. Just don't look, man.
No.
Don't look. Okay. It's all foreign to me.
Don't watch the news, man.
We didn't put him there. He put himself there. It was a fiddle from the start.
We've just left Monkey there in the background. What's going on, Monkey? You've been quiet, man. We've been too...
He's muted.
Too boisterous.
Monkey's, Monkey's about to go off. We're about to...
I just don't have much information about stuff over there in the UK, but it's sure fun listening to Zombie go off over here.
I know. That's why I didn't... I usually put the brakes on this type of talk, but I kind of like Zombie's energy. But I think...
So do I sometimes, but half the time he's asleep.
I think that Monkey is about to go off because we're going to... steer away from UK there and towards grow advice, which is what you guys do.
Likes his growing.
That's what we try to do.
You serve a UK audience, certainly, but there's people from all over the world in Percy's Grow Room.
Actually, absolutely. If you look at the statistics, like 60% of our audience are from the USA.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, like on the visitors, mainly the visitors to the site. But when you have the forum members, that's a different ratio. That's more Canadian than US and then
interesting.
UK.
Interesting.
Right. Well, again, it's because UK are scared, isn't it? We don't want to be there.
We can't. You can't do it. People are afraid of signing up.
Oh, browsing history. Yeah, that's exactly like that. Right. That's such a shame, man. Yeah. And again...
It is, man. It's terrible. But times are changing. For sure. Times are changing. It's not so bad now. It's like... there's always rumors in the UK about you can grow four plants and get away with it. No, you can grow nine plants and get away with it. People always have to understand, right? Growing cannabis is illegal. It doesn't matter if you're growing one plant or fucking, you know, 100 plants. It's illegal. Growing 100 plants will get you into more trouble. But you can't grow cannabis unless you are GW Pharmaceuticals and you pay the government a fuckload of money. Then you can grow cannabis in the UK. But unless you've done that,
and unfortunately, as great as I feel with my state license here, like we said, we live in bizarro world now, and legislation and law enforcement and federal law enforcement and state and law enforcement's all tangled up. And really, if you're engaging in this activity, you are engaged in some form of danger, except for those goddamn Canadians. Nationally legal, provincially legal. They are a Canadian has nothing to worry about, right? They can blow pot smoke in their. They can walk up to their version of the FBI.
Apart from the fact that some of them have got shit.
Yeah, Drew, that's a good point. They still haven't figured out how to grow dank and sell it in the dispensaries. Now, not to shit on you, Canadian. I know a lot of you home growers are killing it, but I understand that the dispensaries up there suck.
But they've got so many regulations in the way. That's a massive problem. We speak to Temple Grower. Temple Grower is another panel member on the High and Homegrown podcast. And he's Canadian. He's a legal grower. But there's so many restrictions in place still. But just stop them from doing what they really want to do and what they're capable of
growing
doing.
Growing a damn plant.
Well, Temple's a medical grower too, though, for himself. And he said that after legalization, he actually has now more restrictions on his medical grow than he had before legalization. Everything's not perfect in the world.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's not ridiculous.
That's true.
The grass is always 100%. Greener.
That's the grass themed, the grass theme of the show, I would say, is the grass is always greener. How can my listeners get their grass greener?
nitrogen.
Nitrogen. But if it's too green, less nitrogen, you know?
Exactly. We kind of want a middle ground.
More importantly, I think a better way to phrase this is, what are people coming to the forum asking about, and then what are the solutions that you're giving them, which may not necessarily be the ones that they're targeting, if that makes sense?
Well, a major problem is always overfeeding. Overfeeding is always an issue. Yeah. It's because on the nutrient bottles, which you get from most of these stores, especially in the UK because it's illegal, you know, the nutrients which you get are mainly made for plants that grow vegetables and fruits, and they need a lot of nutrients to grow. But because cannabis is like a herb, it takes a lot less food to grow. So if people follow the instructions from the nutrient manufacturer, then they're feeding at least twice as much as that what they actually need to, and the plants can easily get an excess problem, which causes feeding problems.
And then they're saying, "What's my deficiency?" Life, right? You know? And it's like, "What do I add?" Yeah, and you're like, "No, flush it out."
Common one. That's the normal one.
You know, lots of water first of all. You know,
and then a bit more water.
But we've all done it, man. You know, when we first start out, we don't know any better. You think if you feed the plant more, it's going to grow bigger. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just that's the way your brain works. But it's like the opposite, really. You need to feed the plant just right so it can grow bigger. If you feed it too much, then it's going to have problems.
Don't feed it enough, it's going to have problems. Kids with the burgers.
Well, of course, you know, that's the same growing mentality. Yeah, well, nobody else did it the way I did it. They didn't know what I know. And of course, that just screws everything up. But everybody did the same thing when I first started growing. Well, I know what I'm doing.
Nobody likes to admit that they don't. That's true.
There's a certain level of hubris.
I do. I'm first off say I have got no idea what I'm doing.
That's a great place to start.
I'm that way now.
No, that's called a general disclaimer, mate. That you can't get away with that one.
Oh, come on.
No, I like that attitude. I'm a big time poker player, and people, you would be stunned at the amount of hubris. You think there's hubris in the growing world, and that someone thinks they have magical flowers grow a plant. There are people that think they defy the laws of math in poker.
I know, I've seen them on the telly.
And
These poker tournaments, they so make me laugh, the characters in them. Oh, my word.
They ain't characters either. They're real people.
Well, yeah, you know.
But approaching with a approaching with a blank mentality is actually a positive thing, I would say.
Absolutely.
In poker, yeah.
Well, even in growing,
that's
too,
what I'm
though.
Saying.
I mean, if you go in like and first, ask the question first, what do I need to succeed? You're going to have a whole lot better success than going in there and thinking you know what you're going to do.
Yeah, that's true. What I'm saying. You end up with a load of stuff on your shelf that you don't need.
Well, yeah. You just focus on the wrong things. You get really like tied into, for instance, a deficiency, and you're thinking about this deficiency, and you're thinking about this deficiency. It's like, man, I would increase the airflow in your space, for instance. I would flush the soil. It's yep. usually
this is a thing, Jordan. It is. Everybody's growth differs in some way. You know, there's slight differences, you know, from airflow down to humidity levels yes. and how much they're feeding the plant, how much is in the background EC of the water. All of this stuff makes a difference and everybody's different. And when you go out and read a guide online, it's not generic yes. enough. And it's hard to know whether that is going to fix your specific setup.
Yeah.
So the best thing you can do if you want to start growing cannabis is join a forum like Percy's Grow Room. And you get like a consensus of ideas yeah. from growers who have done it numerous different ways
yeah.
in numerous different setups. So you can get more of a wider
broad
answer.
That's exactly right.
But it'll be more specific on what you want as well, you know,
and
how
toning
what the problem is.
The basic question, you know, the new grower needs to go in there and ask the one question, what is the very basic minimum that I need to accomplish this task? Tell us how many plants you want to grow. And we'll set you up for success instead
that
of
was, that was Alison last week.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Just that question on the podcast.
Yeah, we do it every
that's,
week.
That's a great philosophy, Monkey, because you know that's as far as you need to go. You only need to do that bare minimum, whether it's your airflow, whether it's your feed. I mean, sometimes you want to think ahead and overpower, but a less is more mentality is a great place to start from. You don't need to overwhelm yourself. Yeah. That's something I see a lot, right? Is that overwhelm?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, definitely.
People don't know there's so much out there, so many different products.
What you said about joining a forum, though, also finding someone with a grow style that you admire and kind of mimicking that. There's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with, because yeah. like you said, there are very, very specific. So yeah. if you can find a guy with a bunch of posts and he's posting all the time and he does a deep water culture in buckets and it makes sense for your system, go and copy a system, direct message him, figure
yeah,
it out. There's
sure.
nothing wrong with that. And then if you want to tweak it to make it your own, that's fine. I think that there's just a lot of ego.
Well, we've got grow diaries on Percy's.
Nice.
In all different mediums, from Coco, DWC. We got Temple Grower, who's got a diary where it instructs you how to make your own organic living soil. And it runs you through the whole grow. You know, Temple Grower, he knows so much.
That's where I'm at right now. I'm having the most fun with that organic soil, personally. I love it.
Yeah, it sounds like the best way to go. We've been having this discussion.
Yeah, I'm never going back.
It's just that initial setup is hard, you know, cooking up that organic soil in the first place. It takes months.
Especially doing it in your house.
That's a good point. Before we return to Mackie, Monkey, and Zombie, shout out to AC Infinity. Yes, AC Infinity is the best. Might be my favorite partner, guys. I'm obsessed with my AC Infinity fans. They blow all other fans out of the water. Pardon the blow pun there. I guess the water didn't really make sense. But AC Infinity is the best. As you know, there's not many products that I say that about. AC Infinity is one of them. GrowCast 1.5 saves you 15% on the best fans for growing. I think their carbon filters are back in stock. They got the premium Australian carbon. That's high quality shit right there. If you remember the Wolfman episode, acinfinity.com. Listen, if you're using anything but AC Infinity, step up your game. I'm looking at my smart controller right now. It's freaking dope. Even the regular ones come with a 10-speed controller, and they're super, super quiet. I just can't say enough things, guys. Step up your game. acinfinity.com, growcast15, for a whopping 15% off. Thank you, AC Infinity, for being our partner and for helping all you guys save money. That's why we do it. All right, everyone, let's get back to the Percy's Grow Room Trio. Here in the States, we have like 6 or 7 really great options for mail to your door super soils now for cannabis. Mm, so
that's true.
Sorry, not trying to rub it in or anything, but you do it.
You know what you do to me, man.
You have to pay a little bit more. Like, it's not cheap, but it's still so much cheaper than going and buying bottled nutrients. And I'm just going to reuse my soil. I'm just going to recharge it and reuse it.
You don't even need to feed the plants all the way through. Just water for the whole grow. And that just makes things so easy for people.
Yeah,
you know, when you can just get an auto flowering seed, You just drop it in the soil. You can even start it off in the final pot, you know, say a 3-4 gallon pot. You just drop an autoflower seed in there and just water it for 12 weeks. Make sure it's got enough light.
Crazy.
And you'll get cannabis at the end.
Is there a lot of autos?
Get yourself an auto feeder and everything.
Is there a lot of autos where you guys are at?
Yeah,
there's popular. A few,
yeah. I mean, I use them a lot. I like
you do?
Autos. Yeah, I love autos, man. They're always on the side.
Nice.
You know, I consider them like a side crop.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Because I have two tents. I have two 1.2 meter tents. And what I'll do is I have one tent running, one 1.2 meter on its own with a Mars Hydro TSW 2000 is what I'm using right now in the one tent. And I'll start 8 plants in there. And that will be 4 photo period plants and 4 auto flowering plants. And I'll run these on 18.6. So this is when they're all vegging for like 3 or 4 weeks. And then about week 4, week 5, the tent starts to get a little bit too full. But then you take the photo period plants out of there, the 4 photos, and move them into a flowering room and just veg them for another week or so under 18.6. But then you can leave the autos under 18.6 for another 5 or 6 weeks and they'll be finished. And in that time, you can flower the photo period plants, the 4 of them, and that will finish a few weeks after the autos.
Oh, that's an interesting stagger there. I don't know if I've quite heard it laid out. Using your veg tent to get a head start on your autos, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, because then when the autos come down and you can use the veg tent then for drying and the lights come off while the photo periods are finishing. And then you get the next 8 and you put them in 4 photos.
It does work.
And then while the photo periods have still got a few weeks left, you're using up that veg space again. And it's just a nice cycle, man. It keeps you going. It keeps you smoking.
I like that, man.
I've never known your cycle, Mackie.
I like that, man.
Yeah,
I like it as well, actually. I'm
not on that cycle right now because I'm growing Big Buddha Blue Cheese.
Comparison going,
Just all Big Buddha Blue Cheese right now.
Man, I'm all about it.
Mm-mm. My gosh. Oh, God. I'm so jealous of my own crop right now. It's so beautiful.
What did I get? Two of them big... I got 2 of them blue cheese.
Yeah, you got 2 blue cheese. Yeah.
They're looking nice, actually.
Yeah, they're great plants, man. It's a great strain.
Favorite auto flower that you've grown?
Auto Colorado cookies from Dutch Passion, without a doubt.
Damn.
If you want to go for auto flowering plants, get that.
I think I might take you up on
gosh.
That.
But, mate, it's like... I like to keep things variety, you know, mix things up, man. Try new strains, try new flavors, dude. But I always keep like a regular in my tent at the same time. And all the time, there's always one auto Colorado cookies in my tent with my autos. Always, man. I got to have my cookies. It's just such a beautiful strain. I was speaking to Tony from Dutch Passion. And because it says you can have it done in about 10 weeks from germination. But I spoke to him and he's like, let that go for 100 days and try it. So I did. And letting it go for that 100 days just made a massive difference in flavor and the texture of the bud, the smoke. Everything was just beautiful, man.
Another white widow.
It compares in quality to photo periods, no doubt. If you had 2 buds and you was like, which one's photo, which one's auto? There's no way you're telling which one's photo and auto if you had the cookies like that, man.
Not today, no.
That's exactly what I was going to say, is that seems to be the consensus in 2020. If you just go ahead and look for the right auto breeder, you're going to get something that's so fucking dank. What more could you want?
Yeah,
I still know
true.
Some people who are holdouts, and I understand why. I like the idea.
Yeah, I
like the idea
why.
Of being able to hold
my
plant and veg. I like the idea of cutting, taking cuttings to save genetics, for instance. But like, I'm so ready for something new, and I'm going to grow this Mandalorian anvil, and I'm going to grow some Dutch Passion.
But you see, but that's the beauty about the cycle I've got here. You know, it's like... You don't want to run out of weed.
Yeah, that's so definitely
it's good to have that extra little bit of fuck. So when you move them photo periods over, you can veg them for 3-4 weeks, but you know that you've got that extra time to let them do their thing and veg them into a scrog if you wanted to.
Yeah,
you know, take an extra few weeks doing that. Because you know that the autos are going to finish. You know that you're going to have a harvest before that big one's done. You know that the autos are going to finish and you're going to be covered. And it takes a lot of the pressure off, because there's nothing worse than running out of weed when you've got like 3 weeks left on your fucking grow. And
tell
that doesn't include the dry time, you know, and then you're out buying weed.
That's exactly right.
Tell me about it.
You know,
trying to fast dry a crop and ruining the taste. Oh,
you
man.
Know,
that was the name of the game back in Humboldt County. Like, a lot of the growers would toss a space heater along with their dehumidifier in the dry space to save a couple of days time to get it out east. Like, they were hustlers, man. That's the downside of the black market.
Months of work wasted
just because you wanted to save
they,
the day.
They didn't give a shit. Yeah. It was going out east.
They didn't care. They weren't smoking it. That was from somebody
exactly.
else. Exactly. So that was nothing but money
exactly.
to them.
And that's what's going to happen if there's a black market. I don't even necessarily blame those people. I blame the people that make that lucrative. Does that make sense?
Yeah, man. Everybody got to make money, man.
If the black market didn't exist, these guys could be out there trying to make legitimate tax-paying
that's
businesses
how I feel, yeah.
about sell cannabis.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
these guys are hustlers.
Quality,
as well.
better products.
I swear, these guys are hustlers. These guys are early texting everybody. If they had a legitimate business, these street dealers around my way, every day, man, got the piff, got the fire. the language they use is fucking crazy. Yeah, you know, but it always hustling, man. Shit. I've been walking down the road and people have come up to me like, yo, you should smoke weed. You
I love it, man.
God damn, man. If they were allowed to do that for a real business, and the business would be successful because they'd work hard because they fucking love doing it, you know. Yeah. But because of these bullshit archaic laws, people are not even allowed to try it. It's like, don't we live in a capitalist society with a free market here? And I understand
not
that
kind
we have to regulate. So, not for you, capitalism. Not for you down
exactly.
there. That's for us up here, capitalism. Fuck you down there. Shut up and make money. Make money, pay tax. Now
yeah,
die.
Basically. That's basically, and you know what? You're learning from the best, probably in UK. We split off and we started our thing, and now we're both kind of mimicking each other.
Yeah.
It's a shame. Yeah, listen, I unfortunately have limited time, limited battery. I'm going to take a left turn here with a question. We involve ourselves with Dr. Coco and Coco for Cannabis, really, and it's another great community, much like yours. He's doing this really cool.
Yeah, for sure.
He does challenges and grow challenges. And there's this new plant training challenge, but there's a side challenge that I'm very interested in. It's called the Party Cup Challenge.
Okay.
This is where you grow
one.
A cup, but you can't up-pot it from a party cup. You have to keep it in a party cup. So my question to you guys what do you think of that idea? And also, like, what are some of the goofier or stranger experiments you've seen like that in people's grows, your own or other people's?
Egg cups.
Okay, well, I mean, I'll go there. I started playing with mug grows not long ago, so I've always got a mug in my tent with a plant in it. No,
yeah,
I mean, it's more for fun, and they actually turn into pets more than anything else.
Great.
They take as much care as
has he got a name, monkey?
Yeah, I actually named it. That first grow was Annie. I mean, she was beautiful. She's been on Instagram and Facebook and everything else. And when I chopped her, I got a quarter ounce of weed off
it.
So it's
that's crazy.
you know, that's nice, man.
One mug and a quarter ounce. That's
one in
pretty
the,
efficient.
I think we got a picture of that one as well.
It didn't take any time. It was great.
Pitch on the forum.
But no, I love the party cup challenge. I mean, I've not tried growing all the way in a solo cup, but I'm sure I could do it.
But we were going to send out mugs to everybody. We was going to do a mug grow.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Just growing mugs.
That's great. Yeah.
But then the COVID shit kicked off and everything got locked down and they couldn't get to the post office to send them all out.
Right.
But that's something we're going to be doing soon.
Yeah. And it's just for fun. I mean, it's bragging rights, you know.
It's just for fun.
Swagger.
Man. And, you know, you'll be surprised how much you can learn when you're growing in struggled conditions like that.
Yes.
You learn a lot about the plant when the grow is difficult.
Deficit.
It's not going to be easy the whole way. You're going to learn.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, I got lucky with the first one. I just stumbled upon something that worked and just let it go. And it turned out really cool. So,
man, I might have to steal your idea and just toss one of my autoflower seeds right now in like a little cup and get it in the veggie tent. But
do it, man.
Do it.
That's really really profound what you said.
Drill a hole in the bottom, though,
yeah, for sure.
Know, so it's got drainage.
Yeah, because then it's too much stress.
Something you said about operating within boundaries. That's how you learn more. If it's always smooth sailing, you really don't learn. And if you have to operate with restrictions, that's when you grow as a person and grow as a grower.
You learn more from your mistakes than anything else. And, you know, it's better to learn from other people's mistakes. Rather than making it yourself, which is why forums are good, you know, because we've already made all these stupid mistakes in the first place. You know, it's like I'm a cocoa grower now, but I started off in DWC and you know, it was good. I enjoyed growing like that, but I was sick of the sound of the fucking AirPods.
Just
I was like, I've got to get rid of these fucking AirPods, man. So I was like, right, I'm going to go over to Coco. So I was going to went to the fucking grow shop and I picked up a couple of bags of Coco and I brought them home and put them in the fucking...
Never look back?
Shit, and I had problems with my plants. But no, it was I wanted to go to soil. Sorry, my bad. I'm stoned. But I wanted to go to soil. I wanted to see what the soil grows like. Because then I didn't have to deal with none of that shit. So I went to the grow shop and I got soil right? I say that with my fingers doing the little air quotations like this. So you know what's coming, right?
You heard the intonation.
Same the color, but...
It, so I got it home and I put it in a fucking bag. I'm having problems with my plants. I'm like, why are they looking so fucking dead? And I found out that I'd picked up cocoa from the fucking
shop.
Oh,
no shit.
And didn't get
soil. Oh, damn.
So, you know, these plants were starving to death. The pH was off and shit. But yeah, then I corrected everything and I looked up how to grow in cocoa and I got all that shit started. And from there, I ain't gone back to anything, man. I'm sticking to cocoa.
Damn.
Cocoa is the shit. I moved to organics for a year. For a little while, man. When it was only pseudo-organics, it wasn't like living soil, just organics out the bottle. So I call that pseudo-organics, not the same.
Pseudo-organics.
I know somebody disagree with you.
And then I just had bugs, man. I just got, in like 10 years of growing, I didn't have any bugs. And then I moved over to organics for a while and there was thrips all over the place and it took me ages to get rid of them. So I went back to cocoa and I
what pest
there,
did you get with that? So, with the thrips? Oh, wow. That's not a yeah, very thrips, super yeah. common one out here.
Yeah, we get them all the time in the UK, mate. Real popular.
Tell me about it. I've just got rid of them.
Damn. Mm. Yikes.
Yeah, you have to be careful. Bastards.
Real careful. They're nasty little sods.
I'm not saying anything. I don't want them. I don't want them at all. Be quiet.
I'm going to knock on wood, but I've been so lucky. You get the fungus gnats with soil, but they're really easy to knock back, and I'm having a good time in my little
I've got 2,000 of them.
No pests here. But again, it depends on where you're at, you know?
Nice.
So it really depends.
Yeah, and time of year.
Your big time of year, exactly. Yeah. Oh. Dude, there's flies everywhere right now. It's disgusting. Like, house flies are getting everywhere. And I know aphids can ride on house flies' backs, I understand. Yeah. So.
Oh, man, imagine that. Imagine being an aphid riding around on a fly.
It's like a couch.
And then you land in a grow den.
Yeah. Or if your couch full of aphids.
That sounds nice like dream, a DMT man. Nice dream, man. You know, you just hit the DMT and flying around on the fly.
You're high off some dog shit and you land in a fucking tent full of kush.
Fucking the Labrador, man.
Little Maui Labrador mix.
Fucking unleash hell, dude. Oh my god!
Man. See, that's it again. You've done it now.
I just thought of a fucking great VR game right there. You know?
Oh, bet you have, yeah.
VR game. Holy shit!
I said this is turning into a smoke sesh real fast.
I'm gonna light it up right now. Unfortunately, I'm running out of battery on my recording device. We're up past half hour here. This was really fun, guys. I'd love to have you back on.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Anytime. Definitely.
Most enjoyed it.
If you just enjoy us being crazy and shit, we try to stick to this.
No, that's
possible. But you have to understand that we are stoned most of the time too. So.
But to be fair, most of the time we've got Mackie telling us this is what we're doing next.
So he's the leader? Yeah. That's a scary thought. You guys are a bunch of stoned crazy.
We'll call him the instigator, not the leader.
Yeah, that's the best way. The instigator.
Yeah.
Can't get enough.
He gets us started.
Everybody, Percy's Grow Room. Check it out. The new podcast.
And high on home grow as well. We've got Tommy Chung on Sunday.
There you go.
Tommy Chung,
don't miss it.
So check us out. YouTube.com/Percy's Grow Room and you'll see High on Homegrown Man. Just
tune in,
there.
Subscribe.
Yeah, check us out on Instagram, Facebook, everything.
You can listen to the pilot episode with yours truly. If you want to stick around for Tommy Chung, that's cool too. You know, whatever. But
really.
Congratulations, guys. You guys are doing really great. Thank you for coming on,
thanks,
and I wish you the best of luck.
And thanks for
coming on. It's been a pleasure.
Everybody listening, Brocast on Instagram, @JordanRiverIG to get at me personally. I'll see you next time. Be safe out there, everybody, and grow smarter.
Take care.
Bye.
That's all for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Remember, Canna Planners put together our new website. Have you been there yet? Growcastpodcast.com. Some stuff to explore. All the episodes of this show, if you can't get them on a podcast app or whatever. And that was done by Canna Planners. Canna Planners affordably, quickly, and easily created us a nice, beautiful website. They followed up with us. They did everything we could ask for. It was really affordable too, guys. So make sure to go to Canna Planners if you need a website, if you're trying to get your SEO on point, and tell them Growcast sent you. Can't say enough things about Canna Planners. CannaPlanners.com. AMA going down today. I think this dropped in time. But the first Saturday of every month, our members get together for the live stream Ask Me Anything. Special thanks to the members, mygrowpass.com. Opening our doors again in October, I believe. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you soon. Be safe out there, everybody. Bye-bye.